The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to focus on bail laws because the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking earlier today and he was asked whether we needed to review our bail laws. This is after the mayor of Carlow, in the wake of that shooting, called for urgent reform.
Well, two things on that. First of all, I'm very conscious that a family is in mourning over the weekend and today we should always be conscious of that. I also, you know, the Minister for Justice has initiated a review of the bail laws in the context of the apology to the O'Farrell family in respect to the death of Shane O'Farrell, and we would like to see the outcome of that review. There are constitutional limits to what can be done. There had been reforms in the past in respect of bail laws, and you know, these are concerning issues, but they're not simply resolved. There was constitutional reform in the past. There is the presumption of innocence. I think we do need to have quicker acceleration, perhaps, and speed and time in terms of the, you know, the conduct of prosecutions and court cases. And there are other areas, perhaps, where we can improve so that bail time would be shorter before someone comes to court.
That was Micheál Martin on Taoiseach speaking earlier today. Michael McNamara is with me now, the independent MEP for Ireland South. Michael, the reality is I'm on foot of a review if Ireland very severely tightened its bail laws. And I'm not saying we necessarily should, but if that was the decision, it wouldn't make a difference if you don't have the prison capacity. Is that fair?
No, it is. I mean, our prisons are not just at capacity, they're overflowing. I mean, we have 400 people in mattresses on floors. That's almost 10% in excess of the prison capacity. That's been the case for a long time. Now, in fairness, Jim O'Callaghan less than a month ago told the Prison Officers Association that there had been a slight increase. But I mean, it's years now since Thornton Hall was purchased. The idea that we'd build a new modern prison, there hasn't been a new modern prison built for some time in the state. The last purported use of Thornton Hall was to house asylum seekers, and that fell through because the way the government went about it was unlawful. So we don't have the capacity, and I suppose we have to figure out how many people you want to put in prison. I mean, everybody who's charged with an offence can't be put in prison while they're awaiting trial. I mean, in the circuit court last year, there were 6,200, sorry, 2023 is the latest year that we have figures for. There were over 6,200 people charged with offences. 645 of those were firearms offences. They're simply, everybody who's charged with an offence cannot be put in prison. I mean, of course, it is understandable that people are concerned when there's an incident like this. And like the Taoiseach, I would equally accept that there is a grieving family at the moment that we should be sensitive to. But we also have to look at who's in prison at the moment and why in Ireland. I mean, we've been repeatedly criticised for the fact that a large cohort of people in prison are in prison who have mental health problems, and their first treatment that they receive is not in the health service, but rather that it is allowed to go to the extent that they're imprisoned and have mental health problems who arguably should have been treated long before they get to prison. We've a lot of people in prisons serving short sentences, and the proportion increased, I think, 78% of people serving less than a year. Now, the percentage of people who go to prison and serve less than a year who subsequently reoffend is very high. So you have to question, does there are undoubtedly people who have to go to prison for the benefit of society, but does sending somebody to prison for a short period of time make society safer, or does it actually make society more dangerous? Because it seems that, looking at the statistics, people who serve short sentences in prison are quite likely to reoffend when they come out of prison. And it serves almost as an environment in which people meet perhaps other people who are involved in crime and get trapped into that life rather than looking at the alternative. So it is easy to say we need to look at our bail laws. We should do that, but we need to look at our criminal justice system much more broadly. How long, who we're putting into prison, why we're putting it into prison, and what alternatives we're putting in place.
Yeah.
Because it's a very finite resource and it's very expensive to put somebody in prison.
And, you know, I think that the knee-jerk reaction in the wake of something like that shooting in Carlow is to call for a crackdown. You can understand where people come from, but as you quite rightly say, listen, there's very good reason we don't, and we're absolutely failing on the kind of rehabilitation side, given the level of recidivism as well for those short sentences. At the Senate, when I look at the programme for government, there's lots in there about kind of prisons and penal policy and what have you, but the only mention of new capacity is the government will construct a new prison at Thornton Hall, full stop. I mean, copy and paste from about three other programmes for government, possibly more.
More, I think. I mean, it was Michael McDougall's tenure as Minister for Justice that the site was bought, and it's been lying idle effectively since. It's actually costing the state a lot of money to secure the site every year, and nothing has been done about it. We've been roundly criticised by International, the Committee for the Prevention of Torture, for the fact that we don't have an immigration detention facility, that people who are held for immigration offences are held in the general remand population. Cloverhill is the place that they're held generally. That's our remand prison, but that is grossly overcrowded as well.
Why do you think, given the economic largesse of recent years, there hasn't been anybody around the cabinet table and willing to say, let's just get on with building that prison?
Well, I mean, I presume it's similar to let's get on with building a second Model 3 hospital in the Midwest, or let's get on with building a National Children's Hospital. I mean, we've been getting on with building that now for a decade and nobody has any idea what it's going to cost. Let's get on with building housing. There is a huge problem with infrastructural projects in Ireland. Bringing them to fruition. I mean, yeah.
It's one thing to be responsible for a €2 billion children's hospital. It's quite another to be responsible for a €2 billion prison.
Well, I mean, you can imagine the outcry. But I mean, people almost, you know, the figures are so vast with regard to the children's hospital or the infrastructural overruns in any of these projects that people sort of don't comprehend the figures and they're not angry about it, whereas of course people are furious about the cost of building the bike shed, which was another example of an inability by the government, by the Irish state. It's not one particular party, it's by the Irish state to construct large infrastructural projects.
Yeah. Listen, Michael, we appreciate your time as always. Michael McNamara is an independent MEP for Ireland South.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.